Don Taylor spent 26 years of his life as a police officer in Detroit, the city where he was born and raised. It was a dangerous job, but one he is fond of. It also provided a dependable paycheck, as well as a guaranteed pension and health care coverage in retirement. Or so he thought.
Well, there's some dispute on the pensions, you know.
Borrowing $1 billion to fund your pension, yes, the pension's funded, but now it's done through more debt.
And so Eric Scorsone of Michigan State University is on the team helping the city of Detroit emerge from its fiscal crisis.
It's probably as bad as any city's ever seen in terms of a fiscal crisis, I would say. My part is to work on tax and revenue forecasting and tax issues in general for the city as they look at a plan of how to move forward.
The plan includes figuring out how to pay for retirement pensions funded with borrowed money, and how to pay for health care plans for current and retired public sector employees.
The city really should be paying, you know, several hundred million dollars more than it is right now, but there's no money to do it. And so the question is, how do you fund that liability, or do you reduce the liability by reducing benefits?
Don Taylor says the pensions and health care plans of retirees are already modest.
Part of that is a lot of misconceptions, too, that especially in the city of Detroit, that the people are benefits are Cadillac plans and they're overpaid, where the average pension is only $30,000.
I cannot believe that they could do any more cutting.
Retired Detroit police officer Greg Trozak has two sons on the police force. While he is concerned about cuts to his own benefits, he is more worried about future benefits.
I'm sure the active people are going to be hurt probably more than a lot of us retirees are. So.
The elected officials in the city of Detroit, I would have believed, would have seen this reduction in revenue coming. They should have seen that the population was declining, you know, years ago, and should have adjusted for that, but they failed to do so. And now it's resting on the backs of the employees and the retirees.
The clock is ticking to turn Detroit's finances around. Emergency manager Kevin Orr has less than 18 months to make difficult decisions that would bring about the Motor City's eventual solvency. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Detroit, Michigan.